We are learning Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are starting on the bottom of Gimel and Beis. We have a Machlokes in our Mishnah, Tirameh Darbanan, if a Eved could be redeem himself, could buy himself back from his master. And what's the Machlokes? The Gemara comes out, the free Rabbi Elazar, the Machlokes is where someone gave the Eved money, Amanas Shetetze Boy Lecheris. It gives a condition that you use this money to go out free. And that's the only way I give you the money, if you go out free with that money. So according to Rabbanon, they hold, and there's no problem, the good condition, that it works, that you go out free with that money. According to Ramey, he says, no, the master is kainet. So Marta has a kasha. Rami dera meyer, adera meyer, Rami dera bonon bonon. That's your steer with your meyer, and bonon bonon. Time with the braisa. Ein isha, paid the mice shani blei chaimish. Isha, when she's paid the mice shani, you need a chaimish. Now, what's going on over here? That we know that when someone has mice shani, he has an option of transferring it into money, and it brings the money up to Yerushalayim. But the luck is that if you transfer your mice shani into money, you have to add a chaimish, you have to add a fifth. But that's only if it's your own mice. If it's someone else's mice, so then you don't have to add a chaimish. And here, it sounds like a machlokes. What's the status of an isha? So, ain't isha paid the ma'aser sheni v'lo chaimish? The isha cannot be paid the ma'aser sheni without a chaimish. Rav Shimon bar Elazar, we'll explain what we're talking about here. Rav Shimon bar Elazar, Rav Shimon bar Meir argues that isha paid the ma'aser sheni v'lo chaimish. She can do it without a chaimish. So, Gemara is a kasha like this. Hey, Chidami, what's the case? Ilema bezuze de baal u'maise de baal. If she's just taking care of it for the husband, it's the husband's money and the husband's ma'aser. So why shouldn't you take a chaimish? Shluchu say the baal kavda. You're doing the work for the baal. It's the baal's money, the baal's ma'aser. Of course you have to take a chaimish because she's doing the ma'aser of transferring it. That's what makes it that you're not chayav a chaimish. About the chayav a chaimish. So it can't be the machlekes. That's not a machlekes. Ve'ela must be bezuzei dida. It's her money. Rashi learns her money means from nichsim v'log. It's her money from nichsim v'log, which means the money that she brought into the family, which she has a kinyan guf on that. It's her money. Ma'isa the day, and it's his ma'isa. So, frayt the Gemara, isha ma'achmana v'loy isha. So, what does that mean? So, Rashi says, isha ma'achmana v'loy isha. Ish ben ma'isra ma'achmana. Isha was own ma'isa v'loy isha ma'isa baila. The isha ka'achadami. Isha is like a achar. Basically, the Gemara's question is, the hilul kuliyam shenam take a chaimish because it's the money of the isha and the ma'isa of the baal. So, therefore, it's someone else's. The baal has money. He has ma'isa sheni. He grew in his field, so it's his ma'isa. Her money and his ma'isa. So let's say we have Reuven and Shimon who are not related. Let's say Shimon has ma'isa. Reuven comes with his money and is paid to the ma'isa. You have to take over chaimish. You could do it. Well, if the guy lets you, sure could do it. What? It's not shechusa. You know, he lets you do it. It's not your shlichus. The whole Gemara Darm, if you lie to him without permission, it could be. But like upon him, someone else could do it. That's halacha. We had it actually in Gittin also, where you give someone money to him, give makkah to him. This could be done. So the Gemara says a question, then the kuliyam shouldn't have to take, because that's not your ma'aser. The only question is, that what's the loss of the Gemara? Isha marachmanav le'isha. If Rashi is learning basically to drasha of me ma'aseroi, and not someone else's ma'aser, why don't you bring a new isha marachmanav le'isha? What's going on? So Taisi Maschal Ella. Asks his kasha. If you look at Mara Ella, he says Rashi. He brings that Rashi. He appears with Zuzay the Dab and the Nichsim Alog or Ma'ase the Day Misay Doisav Isha Machmana Ma'aser of like Isha Ma'ase Baila the Isha Ka'achadami. That's what Tais brings down. So Frank Tais Kasha Bray Tam Lohola Haske Ishvi Isha Klal Lahavla Meim Ma'aser of Machmana of like Ma'ase Chaberay. What's going on? And there, what Tosis answers is a different case. Tosis says the Gemara means like this: Ella Bezuza Bezuzay Dido Ma'aser Dido. And there, the Mursa is Machlaikis, the Lakuliyama, you don't have to take off a Chaimish. Why not? Zok Taisus and Murray Taisus. He says that a Isha who's being paid her own Meiser does not take off Chaimish. It's a Miet. Isha Rachonav La Isha. It's a landmark Taisus. Taisus is saying here, Isha, when she is paid her own Meiser Shaini, she does not take off a Chaimish. That's what Taisus learns of Gemara. But in any case, we don't have a case here of a Machlaikis. We said, if it's his money and his Meiser, of course you take off a Chaimish. If it's her, the way Rashi learns, if it's her money and his ma'aser, you don't have to take a chaimish. You're a different person. According to Taisus, even if it's both hers, at isha, you don't have to take a chaimish. So what in the world is the machlokes? What's the case? Zog tomorrow, alav.
What does Rashi hold?
Course he holds. Why should he be chayiv? He should have all mitzvahs. Alav kehay gavna. Same size mitzvahs say his own grandma. Alav kehay gavna. The akli lo achamana. Alav ki I gavna the akli lo achamana. The case was a whole new case. The case was that it was his ma'aser and someone else gave her money, His meister, someone has to give her money. And say it like this. I'm giving you money, but you got to use it for the meister. And what do you see? So the Tanakhama says, why? Because that money goes straight to the Baal. And it's the Baal's money. Shemir Loza says, Shemir Meir, no, it's like the Isha's money, and you don't need a Chaymish. So here it's the Ipcha Shaminalu, it's the opposite. Because here a Meir is saying it does not go to the Baal. And the Rabbanan says it does go to the Baal. And before we learned that Rameyer says it goes to the master, and Rabbanan says it doesn't. So it's a stira, Rameyer, Rameyer, and Rabbanan. We basically had to have a pshat in this brisa, and the only pshat we came up was this, and it comes out as stira. So the Gemara, Amar Abaya, Eipech. We're going to switch around these two Mandi Amram over here. But Shimon Rameyer will say that you don't need a Chaimish, that you do need a Chaimish, because it belongs to the belongs to the husband. And Tanakam will say, you don't need a chaymish, because he holds it there at the bottom. You have to start to switch it around. Rav Amar, L'Oil Moy Sepah. You're not going to switch around, and the machlokes here is a different case. It's a different case. What's the machlokes? V'hacha, we're talking about his money, like Rashi says. Talking about his money, but the question is, whose meiser is this? V'hacha meiser, the osam ebeinosha askinon. We're talking about that she was Yerush Meiser, while she was married, she was Yerush Meiser Sheni from her father's father. From her father's father, she had her own Yerusha. The luck is, when it comes to Yerusha, so then, it goes, the Kinyan Peres goes to the husband. So Rameyla Tamei, the Amma Meiser Mom in Hektashu, the Meiser's Mom in Hektash, if it's like Koni Le Baal, and therefore when she's Yerush it, the Baal has no din on it, because it's Hektash. Mom in Hektash, the Baal doesn't have a din, there's no tikkun der rabbanan there. The Baal gets the peiros, and therefore belongs completely to the isha. So therefore, Rameyer holds you don't have to take a chaimish. You know why? Because it's the Baal's money and the isha's ma'aser sheni. V'loy karla rabbanan tamai who say you do have to take a chaimish. The moment had to do v'kani le Baal v'hilkach shlichus of the Baal kavda. Therefore, she's coming shlichus of the Baal. So coming out of a new case, the case was that she got ma'aser sheni somehow, but the Baal gets it right. But if it's mom and hektish, the Baal does not get it. And therefore, it's the isha's ma'aser sheni and the husband's money. And therefore, there's no chaymish. That's what I meant. The Rabbanan Tanakhama hold, there is a chaymish. Why? Because it's all considered the Baal. Because it's the money of the Baal. And the ma'aser sheni also goes to the Baal because it's her nechas to go straight to the Baal. Now, there is a taisvis here. At the end of the same taisvis we're reading before, at the end of that taisvis, there's a kasha. Before we said that an isha had money, how? Rashi said from nichsim elug. So it sounds like when an isha has money, it's considered hers, even if it's nichsim elug. And here we see that if it's nichsim elug, it's considered belonging, it's by Paris, it's considered belonging to the husband. So Tosfos has an issue, he says that's a stira, the two things, the two parts of the sugya. If you Rashi is a stira. And Tosfos therefore argues and says the case of Zuzei Dida before is not Nichsim Elug, is the case where someone gave her money, Amanas She'en Labal Rashuspa, and Tosfos holds that works. Akapanim, but the Rajba and the Rashash really says the same Teretz, they answer that by money, if Isha's Yerush money, then the way it works is she has to buy karka with it, and then the husband eats the Paris. She owns the principal of that Yerusha, of that money. Mashiach, when Paris Maisa Shani fall, there's no way you're not allowed to buy karka with that. Come over here in the Mishnah. You're not allowed to buy karka with that. Therefore, she does not keep the principal. The entire thing goes to the husband because there is no principal on Paris Maisa Shani. And therefore, Rashi says it belongs, if mom in headed, it belongs to the husband. I in Shom, if you didn't get every word, I in the Rajba and the Rashash will answer Taisha's Kasha. Zok to Gemara Baita, a brand new sugya. We had in our Mishnah that a Eved Kanani is Koine Atzmoy be Kesef or Vishtar. Two ways. Vishtar Yecherim, the Atzmoy, whole Shaila, but two ways, Kesef and Shtar. We know from the Pesukim that there's another way they go out. There's a pasuk in the Torah that says, "V'chiyake ish is parshim espatim. V'chiyake ish es ein avdoi or es ein amosoi. If a person knocks out the eye of his slave or the eye of his maidservant, v'shichaso l'chavshi shachem otachas einoi. And it says the same thing on a tooth also, that if you knock out his tooth, also he goes free. And there, so he didn't. This is called the din. This the din is called the din of shein va'ayin. So the Eved Kanani has no way to go out besides for a star and a mom, and he also goes up shein va'ayin. Tana, We learned that a brayser yoytze b'shem v'ayin v'rosh yevarim shein echayzrim. Not only does he go out b'shem v'ayin, he also goes out with any other rosh yevarim, any other limbs that don't come back, that don't grow back. He loses any other limb that don't grow back. He also will go free. Out's that. Not only shem v'ayin, even other rosh yevarim. I can ask me why didn't our Mishnah speak out shem v'ayin? So the Baram Tosfos speaks out all the way in the bottom. But Tana didon leitana lehu mishum nusavat zara get shechur. We'll see how on a base machlekes if you need to get shechur still. Our Mishnah doesn't mention it because we still need to get. We still need a star. So Tana yot shem v'ayin rosh yevarim. Shein echayzim mishlam as maris shem v'ayin ksivi. Shem v'ayin is a pasuk. So we know you go out with shem v'ayin. But how do you know rosh yevarim? The rosh yevarim in alon. So Gemara don't mean the shem v'ayin. It's a limud. It's a mamatzinu v'shem v'ayin. It's movement that are external, outside the body. Doesn't grow back. Any external mum and doesn't grow back. Lafuke, if the master pulls at the liver of the Eved, or the spleen, or his lungs, then it's not going to go free. It has to be, mumin shevigali, it has to be on the outside. Frank the Gemara, ve'eman have a shein ve'ayin kem shnei kshum van kechad. L'chayre, how do you make a mamatzinu? If there's a mamatzinu, it means you can learn out one from another, you know, from Sheva Ayin, just write one of them. Write just Shein and learn everything you have a Shein. Or just write Ayin and Ayin. Why say both? It must be because you can't learn out one from another. L'chayre, if it said both things, l'chayre, it says you can't learn out. The Torah say both of them. Because of one of Shein, if it just said tooth, havamina, filu Shein, the chalav, you would think even a baby tooth. If you knock out the Evet's baby tooth, maybe you go free. Because I want an eye, and it has to be something that's a permanent thing. Eye. Because I want an eye, and have me my eye and only something that's born that he's born with. I've called shenivrei. Only a limb that he's born with. I have a shein of a tooth which you're not born with teeth. Loi tricha. Loi. Maybe you wouldn't go free. Tricha. Definitely both shein v'ayin. I've learned out from shein v'ayin. But you need Shein V'ayim because each one brings a different idea. First of all, the Ayim brings the idea that it has to be something that's permanent. And Shein brings the idea, it doesn't have to be Shenivri Ima, it has to be created with the person. So, break the Marva Ima, maybe you say Kiyake Klau. Because the Pasuk says, Kiyake, if Kiyake Ishus Ein Avdes Ein Amasai. So, L'chayra say, that's a Klau Prat. Kiyake means anything. Kiyake Klau, Shein V'ayim Prat. Klal prat in, but ain't beklal el mashal prat. Why don't you say shein v'ayin is a prat? And when the halacha is, if you have a klal prat, you say that the klal is the ribuy, and prat says it's only this general rule. But then it says exactly this, and that's it. Shein v'ayin in midachin loy. So no, the pasuk ends off l'chav shi shalchenu, which is extra. So the chaza says again, what's it again? Shalchenu says l'chav shi, l'chav shi shalchenu, chaz v'klal, klal prat the klal, yeah, don't elikin a prat. When you have a rule. A specific, then a rule. So it works is it's imarba everything. It's the ain't a prat ma prat mafurish movement shavagolish the prat something that's external in a chayzim does not grow back. I've called movement shavagolish in a chayzim anything that's external does not grow back. Freit the Gemara, if you make a klal a prat a klal, so chayr has to be doymit to the prat that in another thing that the shein v'ayin if someone knocks it out, it you lost its function. Imah prat mafurush mumin shavagali bottom malachtoi. It's mumin shavagali, and the limb lost its function, lost its malacha. Ve'ein echayz doesn't return. Af kol mumin shavagali ve'ein echayz bottom malachtoi. Doesn't every mum that you learn out also have to be bottom malachtoi lose its function? So alom etanya, why are we learning a brisa? If talash v'zikna, you pull the Evan's beard, the dildo bayatzem, and you dislodged a bone in his chin, and like Rashi says. This bone, we're not going to grow back. It was pulled out and it's going to dry up and not going to be here anymore. So the halacha is, Eved Yetzim Al-Kharis goes free. So the question is, like Rashi learns the question is, there's no bit of malacha there because there was never functioning like anything anyway. What was the function of that bone? Nothing. And still you go free. So you see, you don't need a bit of malacha. The way the Shita Loinoy de Lami learns is a little different. He says like this, that bone helps you eat, helps you chew. It's a bone in your chin. It's a bone in the chin. But you still can eat afterwards. It doesn't completely destroy its function. So why should you go out free? If it has to be doimit to the prat, which is shein v'ayin, that lost its function, so why here will you go free? So Gemara's answer is, l'chav shi yishachen ribuyuhu. What's the Gemara's tarot? L'chav shi yishachen ribuyuhu. So without Rashi, you wouldn't chap. Because we know it's a ribuyuhu. We already said it's a klal prat klal. Zog Rashi, ribuyuhu, zog Rashi, ain't a loshen klal liyas lindem a klal prat klal. It's not a regular klal prat klal. Elba ribo miyat to riba. Riba kel. We know there's another way to make a drasha. Riba miyat riba is stronger. It's marba everything. So it works a riba miyat riba, and therefore it's marba even though it doesn't lose its function, it's still going to go out free. Well, oh, good. My base is a good kasha. The chalik is tanoyim. So, what do you mean? Before chabal from a base, we had already that shalav you could use a wood for the drill. So, the machloek is klal prat the klal riba the riba. So, you don't have a choice to make klal prat the klal. It's a machloek is. Some certain tanoyim dash and klal prat the klal, and certain tanoyim dash and riba made the riba. What's more, tanoyim riba made the riba? So, it's a very good question. That's what Yosef asked the question. And that's what Yosef answers that he says that. Since it says Shaluchim Harbe, he calls it. It says a lot of times Shiluach, therefore it says Shaluchim, it says a lot of times Shaluach, therefore here we write the Darshan Rebbe Mit Rebbe special because it's again exerts a kosov that here you can do Shaluchim Harbe. A lot of different ways to do Shaluach. Akaponim, the Gemara is coming out to Rebbe Mit Rebbe, that's even Harbe, something that's not losing loses function. So if the Gemara, if he makes Shavig Rebuya, if you Rebuya, a fill a call Yadav at Samsa, even if you hit him on his hand, and now it got tamsa, it got shriveled up. But it's going to grow, it's regenerate itself. Nami, you should be go free. Alam atanya, call the other tamsa. If someone hit him on the hand and he shriveled up, but it's going to grow back. You don't go free. So lacharis marba everything, marba even that. So no, it can shame v'ayim ma'ahanale. Shame v'ayim has to be something. We know by riba mi'at the riba, you have to be mayit something. What are you being mayit? Mayit has to be something that's ena chayzer. So bottom line is, in order to go out free, you have to have a mum shiva goli and einam chayzrim. You don't have to have bitum malachta because it's a riba miyat riba. But you do need mum shiva goli and einam chayzrim.